Our condolence and our sympathy goes out to the parents who have lost their beloved sons and daughters. To the grandparents who have lost beloved grandchildren. This is a tragedy that makes you speechless, and we simply have to learn to cope with this. And I was just saying to the students and to the teachers, we have to accept the grieving, we have to accept the mourning, and once we have managed to share in the mourning and the grieving, then we will have done a lot of the journey. And I appreciate it very much that we have had so many signals of sympathy from Germany, from abroad, but it's also the support, the material support that we are receiving. And I would like to emphasize what the minister was just saying, and also the district president. They have just come here in order to share in our mourning, and that is perhaps the only possibility how we can come to terms with this. Yes, we have accepted rationally the tragedy, but to come to terms with this emotionally, this will be a longer process. And many people haven't really understood what this will mean in the future. These were their fellow students, fellow teachers. Yesterday I was asked, how many students does the high school have in Halton? And later, initially I said 1,238, but now I have to correct this figure, unfortunately and tragically, that this figure has been diminished by 16 students. This is very tragic, and I thank you very much for your understanding. Professor Dr. Rainer Klemke, who is